legacy of these writers and their experiences have now been published in an anthology called My Teeth Don't Chew on Shrapnel, a collection of poems that those who have contributed to hope will give a broader understanding of what defines a veteran. Former US Army officer John Thampy.
I think in popular context, it's either to create a myth of the veteran as someone who's heroic above the circumstances, regardless of what tragedy comes their life, and they're almost like iron and nothing phases them. Or the other extreme is veterans are the victims, they have PTSD, they have all sorts of trauma, they need to be isolated and treated accordingly. But the truth is somewhere in between. And that's the interesting part, because you do see great profiles and courage. I can specifically remember in Iraq asking soldiers to volunteer for our last mission into Baghdad, knowing that we very well could be attacked. And they didn't have to. And I could see that they were in so many ways ordinary. They were cooks. They were mechanics. And they volunteered to go into a dangerous place. These are profiles and courage that you can't just dismiss and say, this is routine and this is ordinary. At the same time, I've seen veterans who were greatly scarred by what they had gone through and were afraid of fireworks.
That ability for poetry to give a unique and personal insight was reinforced for retired Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Hill when asked to recite one of his works at an awards ceremony.
I delivered a 4-minute poem which summarised everything about my career and my injury and my struggles and my joy and the change and the journey. And that's what I found really, really helpful, really just incredible, I suppose. And so actually, yes, that is a way to do it. There isn't a one-size-fits-all template. You know, a lot of the emotions are very similar, but the cause of those emotions is very different for a lot of people.
For those involved with the women's workshop specifically, it was a chance to reflect on the place of women in modern-day soldiering and what their future holds. Jo Young.
We're really now at that tipping point, probably just over the tipping point, really. When I first joined the army, we'd only just come out of the era of women having to join a particular part of the army. Women are now able to join every single cap badge and complete every single role that's available to men. And that's all happened in the time that I've been serving. And that's a real privilege to encounter. And as we just enter that new phase of much wider opportunity for women, I'm just trying to record those residual points where being a woman is still a slightly unusual thing. You're still in a minority, but we all know and we're all hopeful that's changing and everything is in place for that to change. So I think perhaps looking back, the poems that I've had published will hopefully be just a snapshot of that time when things were getting better and we're on the road to improvement, but they'll be being read by people who are reading it from the point of view of a completely equal society.
And for fellow former servicewoman and military spouse Max Vibo, she hopes the writer's shared experiences will help pave a way for those following in their footsteps.
You always want to know at least a little bit about that foot that's going in front of the other foot. You want to feel like, all right, I kind of understand the culture that I'm going into. I think I would have loved it if I could have read some poetry. I would have loved it if I could have just explored more and not just had one frame of reference, which is very male dominated. So I do think that would have been very exciting for me. And if nothing else, educational. Yeah.